Hi everyone, my name is Marcus and I'm the director of a sports marketing agency. I'm here today to talk about how the lessons you learn outside the classroom can profoundly impact your professional life. Specifically, I want to discuss how deriving a competitive advantage from my youth completely shaped my career.
When I was a teenager, people often speculated about my future. Because I was tall and fast, many assumed I was going to be a professional athlete. For a brief period, I actually considered training to be a biology teacher, just like my father. However, my real ambition at the time was to become a sports journalist. I loved the idea of reporting on major tournaments and analyzing tactics. People often ask me where I got my competitive edge in the high-pressure corporate world. They usually guess it was from participating in the university debate club, or perhaps from playing in competitive chess tournaments. But actually, it was being a member of the school football team during my secondary education that gave me a massive advantage over my peers.
You might think that playing team sports just improves your physical fitness or highlights your individual talent. In reality, what I truly developed on the pitch was exceptional communication skills. You had to know exactly how to convey complex instructions to your teammates under extreme pressure, and that translates perfectly to a busy office environment. Football also taught me how to handle unpredictable and stressful scenarios. In business, you regularly face sudden market shifts or budget cuts. On the pitch, it wasn't the aggressive rival players or the strict referees that threw our game plans into chaos, but rather the sudden weather conditions. Experiencing unexpected torrential rain or freezing winds forced us to adapt our strategy immediately, which is exactly what you do in business.
When I eventually graduated from university, I didn't instantly land a glamorous role as an office manager or a highly paid data analyst. My very first stepping stone into the corporate world was working as a junior assistant at a well-known public relations firm. It was mostly basic administrative work, but it got my foot in the door.
My sporting background really paid off a few years later when a major promotional event almost fell apart due to a scheduling error. Instead of giving in to raw emotion or just relying on blind luck to fix the problem, I fell back on the strategic thinking I had learned as a team captain. I calmly reorganized the schedule and delegated tasks effectively to my panicked colleagues.
Because of how I handled that situation and my obvious passion for athletics, the company directors eventually entrusted me with a major product launch. I was really hoping they'd assign me to the campaign for a revolutionary new tennis racket, or perhaps a high-tech sports watch. As it turned out, I was actually put in charge of promoting a new energy drink.
That campaign turned out to be a massive success. While my colleagues focused entirely on pleasing the wealthy corporate sponsors or impressing the media executives, my sports background allowed me to genuinely connect with the target audience. I knew exactly what amateur athletes wanted and how they spoke because I used to be one of them. Today, I run my own agency. When I'm interviewing candidates for my team, I look far beyond their impressive university degrees or advanced technical knowledge. What I value most is resilience. Sports taught me how to bounce back quickly from a terrible loss or a bad performance, and that trait is absolutely essential in the unpredictable world of marketing. To help other young professionals harness these transferable skills, I've decided to share my experiences. I initially thought about launching a weekly podcast series or even filming a documentary. Instead, I'm currently writing a comprehensive training manual that clearly links athletic discipline with corporate success. I'm hoping to have it published by the end of the year.